Parshas Vayera 5783, we are moving full steam ahead with the life and nisyonos and experiences of Avram Avinu. So Parshas Vayera begins in Perek Yud Ches with the visit of the Malachim to the tent of Avram and Sarah to heal Avram, to tell Sarah that you have a child. Perek Yud Ches is about the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. I want to take us actually to the end of Parshas Vayera, and that is the famous narrative of the Akedas Yitzchak, which begins in Perek Chaf Beis of Parshas Bereishis. So let us go to Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi Achar, and according to many commentators, this is the 10th and final test of Avram Avinu, Akedas Yitzchak. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perkei, Basar Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avram Avinu, Alav Hashem, Ve'amad Bakulam, Lodiya Kamachiba. So Avram Avinu, so we know that Avram Avinu is tested with 10 tests, but the Mishnah does not delineate the 10 tests. The Mepharshim offer their each their own count. The Rambam has a count, Rashi has a count, Rabbeinu Yonah has a count, the Bartanura has a count. According to many, the Akedah is the 10th and final test. Some believe, some bring down the Perek of Gimel, Kavura Sara is the 10th test, not Misa Sara. She was 127 years old, but the Kavura, the fact that Hashem said to you, this land I will give, and then he doesn't have anyone to bury his Ishus Chayil, according to some, was the 10th test. But Lamaisa, the Akedah was undeniably a major test in the life of Avram Avinu, perhaps the climax of all the 10 tests. Vahi Achar Dvarim Ha'ela was after these things. Valokim Nisha es Avram, Midas Hadin tested Avram. Vayomer Elav Avram, and he said to him, Avram, Vayomer Hineni, Avram says, I'm here, I'm ready, whatever you want, God, I'm going to do it. Vayomer, what does God say? Kachnas Bincha, please take your son, Esichidcha, your only one, Asher Ahavta, that you love, Esichach, the son that you wait 100 years for, I have a new plan. Velechucha al Eretz Moriah, the 10 tests in the Torah text began with Lechucha on Perek Yud Beis, journey to the land, and end with Lechucha of the Akedah. Devalechacha Eretz Maria, journey for yourself to the land of Moriah. Ba'aleu Sham La'ola, a Ola offering is kulo LaHashem. It's totally burnt to God. Offer him up there is an offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell you. Okay, I don't know. The man just gracious Rabbi Nunvav says, Avram could have asked a lot of questions. I don't understand. Yesterday he told me ki bitzchak kar lechazara. Today he told me kachnas bincha. Which is it? Because it can't be both. Is it kachnas bincha or is it bitzchak kar lechazara? Okay, but Avram Avinu doesn't ask. Rav Salvechik powerfully states, quote, had Avram Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Ummah Yisraelis. Faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. So the Ribbono Shel Olam appears one day. And he says, you know the son that you waited for? Take your son, your only one, the one you love, Yitzchak, and journey for yourself to the land of Moriah. Bring him up there as an offering on one of the mountains that I will tell you. What does Avram do? He doesn't say no. He doesn't run away. Vayashkim, Avram Baboker. Avram wakes up early in the morning and he saddles his donkey and he takes his two lads with him and he takes Yitzchak, his son, and he splits wood for the offering. And he gets up and he goes to the place where Elohim told him. Pasuk Dalet, Vayom Ashlishi, Vayisa Avram Aseinav. And on the third day, Avram lifted his eyes. Vayar Samakom Merech. He sees the place from afar. Just anecdotally, today you can go, it's so beautiful, in the Gush, you could go to Derech Avot, the ancient highway that is called Derech Avot, the path of the forefathers, and this was the road in ancient times that they took to get to up to Yerushalayim. This is the road that Avram Avinu walked, and it's amazing. You can go to the mikvah on Derech Avot. Maybe some of you have been there, the ancient mikvah where the Olim Lerego would immerse themselves before they even saw Yerushalayim over the next mountain. So on the third day, imagine Avram Avinu walking this dusty path, and he has his donkey, and he has wood, and he has the ma'achalas, and he has the fire, the torches. He has his lads with him, and on the third day, he lifts his eyes, and he sees the place from afar. A drash on that is Varis Hamakom Me Rachok. He perceived that the Makoma Sha'olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, was very far away from him. Kaviyachal. Vayomer Avram El Narav, and Avram says to his lad, Shulachem Poem Hachamar, you stay here with the donkey. Vaniva Nar Necha Adko, and I and the lad will go yonder. Vinishtachava, we will prostrate. Vinashuva Lechem, we will return to you. Niba Velo Yada Mashan Niba. He had a Nevua, but he didn't realize. He said, Nishtachava, we will prostrate, we will worship. Vinashuva Lechem, we will return to you. Okay. Avram took the word for the Ola. Vayasim Yitzchak, but no, he puts it upon Yitzchak, the son, of foreshadowing that Yitzchak, in fact, was the Akedah. He takes in his hand the fire and the knife. The two of them go together. And Yitzchak says to his father, Father, and his father, he says, Hineni b'nei, here I am, my son, Hineni. He says to God, Hineni. He says to Yitzchak, Hineni. He said, here is the fire, here is the wood, but I don't understand. What are we offering up? And Avram said, Hashem will show the offering, my son. Again, Vayechu Shneim Yachtov. Two times it tells us in Pasuk Vav and in Pasuk Ches, Vayechu Shneim Yachtov. They, two of them went together. And Rashi says, Avram Shaya Yodeh Sheholech Lishchor Espino. Avram knew he was going to shech the son. Hayaholech b'ratzon v'simcha. He went with willingness and joy. Ki Yitzchak, just like Yitzchak, shalohaya magish b'davar, who was unaware of the matter. However, that's the drash. But two times it says v'yechu shneim yachdav. So I'm going to provide you with I'm going to offer a different interpretation of this phrase v'yechu shneim yachdav. I'm quoting from Rabbi Friend on the Parsha. Rabbi Friend on the Parsha writes as follows: the narratives of the Torah are far more than stories. They are a description and account of the formation of the national Jewish character. They're not stories. It's not Mother Goose and Grimm. A prophecy, a narrative that is required for generations, was recorded for us. Hashem recorded this for all time for posterity. What do we learn from here? In fact, our sages tell us, Maisa avos simon lebanim. What happened to the forefathers is a foreshadowing for the future generations. The Ramban speaks extensively about this, just for your reference, in Perikid Beis Pasuk Vav on Chumash, a beautiful piece of the Ramban there, where he shows everything that the patriarchs went through, everything Avram Avinu went through, the children would go through. And now Rabbi Frank quotes Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the father of modern-day yeshiva, so to speak. He was nifter in the early 1800s. Rabbi Frank quotes Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. Rav Chaim Volozhiner points out, the Jewish ability to submit to martyrdom with faith and courage is derived from Avraham Avinu. He allowed himself to be thrown into the fiery furnace of Nimrod rather than deny Hashem. Rashi speaks about it in Rashi, and the Parshas Noach, Perikir Aleph Pasuk Avches. Rashi tells us, quoting Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, that Avram was allowed to himself to be thrown into the fiery furnace. The same is true, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, of the historical preparedness of the Jewish people to make great sacrifices and endure great hardships. So many Yidden, following the path of Avraham Avinu, the way of Avraham Avinu, were Makadei Shem Shamayim, Al Kiddush Hashem. Another thing we see that we derive from Avraham Avinu is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. During the 19th century, the wave of the first Olim, late 1800s, thousands of Jews emigrated from Europe and other countries and settled in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't easy like it is today. Where did they get the fortitude and intense devotion to live in the land? Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, they inherited it from our forefather Avraham Avinu. Hashem commanded him to forsake everything, leave his home, beginning of Perek Beis, and journey to Eretz Yisrael. He, Avraham Avinu, Maisa Avos Simon Lebanim, instilled this trait in the national character, and it's in our blood. So these kochos, the ability to be Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, the desire, the yearning of every Yiddish neshama for Eretz Yisrael, they both come from Avraham Avinu, Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem, Bi Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, they come from Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Friend says, another outstanding and crucial feature of Jewish characters are Amunas Chachamim. We have absolute trust in our Torah sages. How is this trust instilled in our national character? And now he quotes the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is a beautiful chiddush. He says the Amunas Chachamim of Knesset Israel comes from our forefather Yitzchak. We are accustomed to viewing the ordeal of the Akedah from Avram's perspective. Hashem put Avram to the test by telling him to sacrifice his son. But there is a second aspect to the Akedah, says the Chassam Sofer, and that is the ordeal from Yitzchak's perspective. Yitzchak had not heard firsthand Hashem's command that he be sacrificed. In fact, it certainly must have seemed bizarre to him that the Almighty, who valued life, would command his faithful follower, Avram, to sacrifice his own son on an altar. Could such a thing actually be true? All he had was his father's word. And yet, Yitzchak accepted without question. His father was the Chacham, the sage of the generation. We know even the Bnei Ches, when Avram goes to purchase Maras HaMechpela, next Perek, Perek of Gimel, what are they saying? Nasi Elokim, Ata Besochenu. Even the Umas HaOlam recognized that Avram was a prince of God. So certainly Yitzchak recognized that Avram was a prince of God. If the Bnei Ches of the Avodah Zarah could say, you know, Nasi Elokim, Ata Besochenu, B'mikvar, Kvarenu, Kvaras, Mesecha, you are a prince of God amongst us. Certainly Yitzchak knew his own father was the God of Hodar. His father was the Chacham, the sage. And when a God of Hadar, when the Chacham, when your Rav tells you, that word has to be accepted faithfully. This powerful Amunas Chachamim, Vayechu Shneim Yachdav, says the Chassam Sofer, which Yitzchak so magnificently exemplified, forms the backbone of the Jewish people, the source of our strength. We live by the Masorah, and the Masorah is the oral transmission from sage to sage, from Rebbe to Talmud, from Rav to congregant, from teacher to student. It is the hallowed chain of transmission that renders our Torah immune to the interpretations and reinterpretations of alien ideologies. And our Masorah lives by Amunas Chachamim of our people. It is our trust and confidence in our Rabbanim, in our Talmidei Chachamim, in our Gedolei Hador. They are the revered guardians of our tradition. From where, says the Chassam Sofer, did we get such powerful Amunas Chachamim? From Yitzchak Avinu. So yes, Rav Chaim Volozhiner teaches, yes, why is every Jew ready? I don't know if I should say we should never be Zohar or not, but why is every Jew ready to be Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem from Avram Avinu and Nimrod's Kivshan Eish? Why does every Jew have a spark of a Havas Eretz Yisrael, whether he lives in Chutz or Eretz Yisrael? Every Jew knows where he's supposed to be. Every Jew yearns for Eretz Yisrael. Every Jew davens for return to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of Avram Avinu's Lechucha. But what, says the Chassam Sofer, did we get from Yitzchak? Many things, but one of the things is, what do we get from Yitzchak Avinu? Vayechu Shnehem Yachtov. Yitzchak's belief in Amunas Chachamim, in his father's word as representing the Torah Hashem Tamima, was absolute, and this is something that has been transmitted to Yidden in every single generation. We hold the word of our sages, of our Gedolei Hador, of our Rabbanim, of our teachers, to be absolutely Kadosh, as representing Davar Hashem, as Ratzon Hashem, and it is this Amunas Chachamim that has carried us throughout the generations. Thank you so much, everyone, for learning with me. Have a wonderful day. Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.